The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Dawn. And my answer to your questions is I was raised in a middle class family. Isn't that how we're supposed to answer all of our questions? So there you go. And, you know, if you were one of those, you know, buffoons on mainstream media, you would say, Linda, that's a great answer. Isn't she great? And let's move on. But I know you're not going to let me get away with that, right? And we shouldn't let the person who wants to be the president of the United States get away with that. So
well said.
I appreciate you.
Well played. Well, we appreciate you, Linda Kearns.
I am here in Luzerne County. I love northeastern Pennsylvania. I love all of Pennsylvania, but northeastern Pennsylvania is just so beautiful, the mountains and the nature. But I went to Luzerne County because, Dawn, there's a lot of things going around on Twitter and social media, and then people say things, and then people just get all upset. And I just wanted to nail it down. What exactly is going on? So it looks like, and I talked to several people at Luzerne County today, and I went to their Board of Elections meeting. Right. It looks like they are processing all of the mail ballot applications as they come in, and they right now they have around 4,000 outstanding, but that's not the same 4,000 that was outstanding last week. So some of it went down and some of it went back up again. So it does look like that they are consistently processing those mail ballots, voter registrations. They are aware of the deadlines, and they have, you know, a lot of people on it. So we continue to monitor that because we want to make sure everyone who registered is registered in time to cast a ballot for this election.
And so there, the persistence at Scott Pressler, he was the one over the weekend that felt that there was something disingenuous, you know, going on here, that he had reliable sources that were saying some concerning things. He was talking about 15,000 plus unprocessed voter registration plus mail-in ballot applications. And so what I inferred from him is he's saying that they're not processing them quickly enough. Is any of that happening, or what are you seeing on the ground there?
Right. So I don't know where that 15,000 number came from, because we are trying to track down the exact numbers. And I've talked to several people in that office and then other people who go to all the meetings, and we cannot find what equals that 15,000. So I want to assure you that we're tracking it down. But what really does help is if people know something, go to protectthevote.com. That's how you volunteer. But there's also a way to report things to us. And when you report things to us, we track it down. I mean, here I am in Luzerne County asking them about it. What I suspect is that we know that there's around 4,000 registrations that they are in the process of processing. But then they're also processing other things like mail ballot applications. So mm-hmm. if you put all of those numbers together, I mean, it's possible that it reaches a higher number than 4,000. But the problem is, when all we know is that it's a reliable source, and we're talking to, I think I've spoken to 5 people who work there, and no one else has given me that same number, it's difficult to actually, you know, track down that exact accusation. But I do want you to know that, I mean, we're looking into it. I have, I'm looking into it, and then I have people looking into it. And it really does help when people hear about this to, if you go to Protect the Vote, there's a way to report things. So like if, say you, what would be helpful is if someone went to Protect the Vote and said, look, I registered, I submitted a registration, but I don't see that I'm registered yet. Like that's really useful information, because then we would have a specific voter to track down. But all of these people who are out there registering voters, you know, putting up yard signs, trying to get out the vote, the campaign is so grateful for that, because that's how this gets done, spreading the word. And I can see here in Luzerne County, I mean, I think this is Trump country. So that's something that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. And it looks like, I think what he's also trying to shine a light on, and they released a news release from Luzerne County, the Bureau of Elections. It looks like they're really trying to hire people, temps for election day. They need, you know, so it sounds like they also are putting the word out that they want to hire more people to process some of this. That's what I'm inferring from the news release that they put out.
Right, and that's pretty standard in these high-profile presidential election years. A lot of these counties hire temps, and we at the RNC, we encourage any of our volunteers that we have, if you want to apply for that job, please do. We'd love to have you also apply for those temp jobs. Sometimes our volunteers might not be available because they may not be able to leave their regular job to do it, but that is something that we constantly do, and we make that available to our volunteers, so if they want to apply, that they can do that. So, you know, the fact that they are looking to hire some people to help, that's pretty standard in a presidential election year. And I think the fact that we're pushing, the fact that we're questioning, the fact that I showed up at the Board of Elections meeting today, the fact that other people are questioning shows them that they can't hide. Like, they're going to be continually questioned about it. So, you know, that's the good thing about keeping everything as transparent as possible.
It looks like, too, they were publishing their sample ballot today, and they were having today some kind of a mock election to do the run through. Is that, that's all pretty standard stuff?
Well, when we finally know who the candidates are, and in Pennsylvania, we didn't even know until September 16th because there was litigation. So they have to actually test all of those ballots. They run them through the machines. They run through ballots that maybe have votes for both candidates to see how the machine handles that. If they fold ballots incorrectly to see if the machine will still take it. Mm-hmm. They make sure that the machine can recognize where all the bubbles are. So there's pretty sophisticated testing of all this stuff before they can actually make the ballots available. So that is something that, you know, the counties are doing. We are challenging Montgomery County because we're concerned that they didn't do all of the testing required before they sent out their ballots. But again, we're monitoring that, and we have a hearing scheduled on that just to flesh all this out, because there's 67 counties, Dawn, and we're yes. watching all 67.
And another one, Linda, that I just wanted to update, there were some reports out that claimed that there are, you know, at least 500,000 or maybe even 1 million, but 500,000 in our region people who are legal gun owners, hunters, sportsmen, and women who, I guess, don't trust the system. And the concern is that they're not registering to vote. Do you have any information that would in fact verify that level of people who are saying, I don't trust it, or I just don't have faith?
Right. Well, I can tell you that our political arm, and that's the TrumpForce47.com, mm-hmm. that's the arm that is reaching out to all of the voters. And so I think that in a general sense, you could say that people who own a gun or live in rural areas might not trust the government or trust the system and might not want to be registered. You can say that in a general sense. But I can tell you that if you look at the registration numbers in Pennsylvania, we are outpacing the Democratic registrations week after week after week. And even when that silly Taylor Swift, tweeted out who she was endorsing, we still eclipse those registrations. So we're registering everybody. We're registering the gun owners. We're registering the Christians. We're registering the people who might not have wanted to be involved before, because I think everyone understands how important this election is. So that is something that I know that our political team is on top of and targeting, which is why, and by the way, I heard you this morning say swampthevote.com on the morning show, and I thought, oh, there's my girl. She got my email. She said it. But see, the reason that we're telling people to go to swampthevote.com, if you go on there, it walks you through how to request your mail ballot. And the reason why that's so important is if you, Dawn, request your mail ballot, and you, I think you said you live in Philadelphia, so mm-hmm. those ballots are ready. If you request your mail ballot, vote it, and you can return it right to the election office, then your vote is done. And we don't have to spend money sending you postcards, sending you text messages, and having someone call. So then we have more resources to call the gun owners, to call the people who might not be registered or who might be a little bit reluctant. So if you want to help, that's how you can help. Go to swampthevote.com. And what I say is, it's almost like getting more votes in for President Donald Trump, because what you're doing is you're getting your vote in and you're freeing up resources so that we can chase those other people who might be a little bit reluctant. But hey, I'm a gun owner and I vote, so I don't think that statistic is true for, you know, all gun owners. I think there's probably a pocket of people, just like there's a pocket of people in every segment of society, but we are after them. And you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and the ground game that we have is eclipsing anything I've ever seen in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we just have the best team ever. And I am just really excited about all of the patriotism I see for Donald Trump.
That's wonderful. Are you received, you know, when you're traveling, and obviously Luzerne County right now, but you're traveling across as somebody who is a Philadelphia-based attorney, are you welcomed? Do you find that you're welcomed? What kind of reception do you get when you're showing up at these different venues or different counties?
Right. Well, people are suspicious of Philadelphia, and I go on a lot of our trainings on our webinars, and they're for people all across the state. And sometimes I will tell you I get boos when I mention the Eagles or the Phillies. I do get boos from the other side of the state. So, yes, I get boos for that. But I tell people, yes, I'm from Philadelphia. Yes, I understand how there might be some distrust. But then I explain to them how we had a special election on September 17th, and I, along with a legal team from the RNC, went to the canvas, watched it, looked at every single part of how they were counting the ballots, asked questions, and we know that the operation is much smoother and better than it was in 2020, and I have all the information necessary to train the people that I'm going to have watching the mail ballot count come in, which is something I didn't have in 2020. So when they hear that we are on top of this, I think that they are a little bit more comforted, because in 2020, a lot of this was a surprise, but we are ready this time, and I'm constantly recruiting attorneys and volunteers. Protectthevote.com. You know, I said something to Dan when I was on the Dom show, because I haven't seen his name come across protectthevote.com, and I'm watching. So, you know, the more people that I have, the more eyes, then the more faith you can have in the system. And we have an attorney. His name's Joe DeFelice, the former chair of the Philadelphia Republican Party. All he does all day, all night, all weekend is recruit poll watchers for Philadelphia, and we are really filling those spots. And I did not have someone dedicated to Philadelphia in 2020, so that's just really important. When people hear that, they realize, yeah, something's being done. So I think that even though they might still be suspicious of Philly, or maybe the people in the West might not like me because I'm wearing an Eagles jersey, then they say, okay, well, at least she is trying to keep things honest in Philadelphia.
Although after yesterday's loss, they might have pity on you or any of us, you know.
I know. Can we ever catch a break? But what I like to say is, hey, maybe we're going to have a red October with the Phillies, and a red November. And that's what I'm hoping for. And Dawn, when you tell people, go to protectthevote.com and sign up. I mean, I've gotten so many people to sign up, I think because they're just so tired of hearing it. Like, my entire family signed up because they said, my God, like, enough.
Now they're saying, Dawn, we want to shut Dawn and Linda up.
Exactly. I have two nieces and two nephews away at college, and they've already requested their mail ballots. Good. And the two nephews already emailed me that it's on the way. So, and I think they were just tired of getting the text messages. So if that's what it takes, then that's what we're going to have to do.
Warm down, Linda.
I am wearing people down.
So what lawsuits, because I know there were some, you know, left-leaning activists, I'll say, that filed different lawsuits back and forth dealing with the date requirements. Is that over with, or are there still other lawsuits that you're dealing with?
Right. There's still other lawsuits addressing that, because the lawsuit that you referenced, the big win that we got in the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, they did overturn what the Commonwealth Court did. The problem was that part of the reason they overturned it is because the plaintiffs only sued two counties rather than all 67 counties. So there's always a chance that more suits were going to pop up. There was a lawsuit in Philadelphia addressing the special election, trying to get some undated ballots counted for that, but that only addressed Philadelphia, and the RNC did get involved in that. And then there's what's called a King's Bench petition pending, which is when you ask the Supreme Court for extraordinary jurisdiction to address these issues once and for all. So we are monitoring it. We are getting involved in these lawsuits because we believe that we're in the right. The legislature said, you know, fill out date and sign your ballots. And every court that has addressed this on the merits, you know, has recognized that that's what the law says.
Yes. Have you seen shenanigans? Are you seeing shenanigans as far as people trying to play dirty?
I know that whenever I get something from protectthevote.com, mm-hmm. any complaints, we run it down. And we may, and if we hear something, we say, okay, then we need more poll watchers there. Or, you know, send somebody out and find out exactly what this person's problem is. And sometimes, Dawn, sometimes people get confused and it's, yeah. And it might even be, you know, might even be innocent. Like, I know that a member of my family called and said, I haven't got my mail ballot yet. What's going on? Are they not giving it to me? And I said, oh, well, your county hasn't even sent them out yet. So sometimes people get a little excited, which is good. They're excited to vote for Donald Trump. But we do try to give out exact information, and that is so important. And we have these webinars several times a week and live in person. I know you've gone to a couple. I think it's tomorrow night or maybe Wednesday night. We're having a Protect the Vote webinar, and Dom Giordano is going to come on and introduce our speaker, which is great. And I'm going to use you one of these times too.
Yes.
And that's just so great because these people who are volunteering, they are the heart of the operation. The people who are going to sit in those polling places for me, the people who are going to watch the mail ballot, the people who are knocking on doors, the people who are putting out signs, they are the heart of this information, and we value them so much. So I thought that would be a little treat to have Dom on, kind of giving them a pep talk. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to use you too, Dawn.
Fabulous. So. Yeah, we'll promote when Dom, because that's the piece of this. And I know, Dan, right now we're getting some interaction and some questions. And that's a piece of it that a lot of times people will say to me, or they'll call in to any one of us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and say, oh, there are some shenanigans and this and that. And so we want to just make sure that if there's something that somebody witnessed, somebody, you have a question, here it is. I mean, you have, and this is great, I think, that we have an integrity council for the RNC. And Linda Kearns, who you're listening to, is the lawyer, one of the attorneys with it, right? So this is a place where people can go make sure that there's election integrity and that you're reporting things regularly, because it will be investigated. And I think this is so important what you're doing, Linda.
Yeah, and if you sign up for Protect the Vote and go on the webinars, I can't be on all of them, but I am on a lot of them, and I answer questions, and our staff answers questions. And when we do answer the questions, the people say, wow, it was never explained that way. Thank you so much. So I think that's what it takes. It takes getting out the accurate information to people, and then they realize that we are fighting for them. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I realize officially I represent Donald J. Trump, but I represent the voters. Because I want every vote to count here in Pennsylvania, because I am confident, especially looking around my beautiful, beautiful home state of Pennsylvania, that our voters know that this Commonwealth needs Donald J. Trump in the White House.
Amen. So volunteer today. And as it says at protectthevote.com, make it easier to vote and harder to cheat in elections nationwide. protectthevote.com. Dan, there were some questions.
Yeah, I want to do this quickly because we got the great Larry Menti in the green room.
Wait. We're preferring Larry Menti over Linda Kearns. I think we're going to have a meeting over that. Uh-oh. Okay, but I get where I rank, but go ahead. I'll answer any questions.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Please go like and subscribe. Always feel free to submit your questions. Peter, I don't know if you know this. How often do you need to request a mail-in ballot, Linda? Do you know that?
You only have to request it once.
Not each year?
Oh, each year. Yeah. If you request it in the primary, you probably are on the list for the whole year. But if you are concerned at all, you can re-request online. But what I like to do is go right into my election office. I live in Philadelphia. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to go right to City Hall, and they will hand you the ballot over the counter. You fill it out. You put it back in the secrecy envelope. You put it back in the outer envelope. You sign and date, and you hand it right back to them. That's the safest way to vote by mail. But if you're afraid that you didn't request it again. That's not going to harm anything.
Fred Flintstone asks, when do we receive the mail-in ballots? Should we have gotten them yet, Linda?
It depends on your county. Some counties will not send out till mid-October. Philadelphia, I know, has started sending out because my colleague, Jody Felice, he already voted his. He got it in the mail. He sat down, he voted it, and then he delivered it himself. He didn't want to put it in the mail stream, so he delivered it himself right back to the Philadelphia Board of Elections. So it really depends on where you live.
And one more for you from Jimmy. He writes, if you request a mail-in ballot and it seems to be a fiasco, are you still able to vote in person?
If you request a mail ballot and you do not vote it and show up at your polling place, you are supposed to bring the entire mail ballot packet with you, and they do something called spoiling it so that that allows you to vote on the machine. So if for some reason you don't have that with you, they will have you vote by something called provisional ballot, which then can be looked at later to make sure that you also didn't vote a mail ballot, because what we don't want is someone voting a mail ballot and then voting on the machine. So if you haven't voted by election day, absolutely, I encourage people to go to their polling place, and if you can't vote on the machine because the poll book says that you got a mail-in ballot, then they will give you a provisional ballot. But we have plenty of time. You know, follow your Board of Elections. You can Google it, or if you sign up for ProtectTheVote.com, then you'll get one of our staffers' information, and you can just ask them. I mean, we tell voters all the time when their county is going to be available. I don't have that memorized, so I can't say who's available and who's not right now.
I do have
but I'm not that good.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Dawn, but I do have one more question from Jimmy, a follow-up question. If you deliver it yourself, I'm sorry, this one's more important, I think. So humidity, rain, sometimes seals the envelopes, right? The mail and envelopes. And if they accidentally get sealed in the mailbox prior, what are you supposed to do in that case?
Jeez.
You mean sealed before you get it?
Yes.
Go right back to the Board of Elections. Go right back to the Board of Elections. Tell them what happened. Ask them for a replacement. They can spoil it for you. Go right back to the Board of Elections. We have time. We're still over a month out. So if you receive a ballot and it's ripped or there's something the matter with it, go right into your Board of Elections and tell them.
ProtectTheVote.com. Linda Kearns, you're the best. We appreciate you. Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the RNC for Trump. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you to everyone for getting out the word.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.